Lake Charles and KQJO 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Eyes was focused on God. And my brothers and sisters, when our eyes is focused on God, when our eyes is focused on the Lord guides us, He directs us, and He leads us. And because He is a God who is in control of all things, we do not have to worry about what is happening all around us, for we have help in the form of our Lord, our God, and our King. And then, my brothers and sisters, David said, through the hills. And when we think about that, it says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. And through the hills, some have suggested that this was a pathway which would lead to Jerusalem. A pathway. A way to a place of prominence. And Jerusalem is God's city, my brothers and sisters. Jerusalem is God's holy city. It is a place where God has blessed. And David, knowing that God had blessed the city, David could look to the city where blessings could be found. That's enough to shout about. My brothers and sisters, here at Antioch should be a place that you can look to for refuge, that you can look to and know that the Lord is in the house. Like Jerusalem, a place that is holy, Antioch should be a place where Christians can be found, a place where we can rejoice and embrace one another and have fellowship, honoring our Lord, our God, and our King for how great, how wonderful, how powerful, how eternal is our Lord and our God. If there was ever a time, my brothers and sisters, that we need to come together, it is now. If there were ever a time that we as a nation need help, it is now. And the church has been shut down, closed doors, services altered. Fear and misinformation has run rampant through this entire nation. Why? What is causing this delusion, and what is causing all of this chaos? I'm sure you know by now. My brothers and sisters, we can see turbulence in every country on the face of the earth. And it is not getting better, it is getting worse. David looked at his situation, and being overcome by emotion and tiredness makes a desperate cry for help. Is there anybody crying out for help? Where does my help come from? I'm glad you asked. As believers, we should know the answer to that question. Our help is not in presidents, nor is it in kings. Our help is not in prime ministers or autocratic leaders. Our help is in the Lord. It is in the Lord. We have all been in places and situations where we feel helpless. I have been there many times. And the burden of the situation of our heart was more than we can bear. And when we think about our situation, we have to be reminded that our situation is temporary. God is working things out in spite of the fact that we don't understand it, neither do we see it, nor do we see the solution. God has an eternity to perform a miracle for your healing, for your blessing, for your spiritual growth. He has an eternity to do and accomplish his purpose and his plan for each and every one of our lives. Why? Because he's in charge of it all. So let's look at verse 2. It gives us the answer. It says, my help comes from the Lord. David knew that God had a sovereign plan for which he was a part of. He knows my comings as well as my going. He knows the hairs on my head. He knows my time frame here on earth. He knew, David knew, he had to trust in the plan of God, even though he did not know where that plan would lead. He had to trust God. And that if he did trust him, God would safely lead him through the trials he was facing in life. See, when you have a trust, an unwavering trust, you can trust God when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil, for knowing that the Lord God is with you. David used what was called a military term in this psalm, as David referred to God as standing on watch in verses 3 and in verse 4, for it states, he will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The guard of a camp, my brothers and sisters, the guard of a camp could not go to sleep, for it was his job to warn the others in the camp of an advancing enemy. He could not sleep so that the others in the camp could rest and be ready for battle. And so he was always constantly on God. God is on God. He's watching over us. He neither slumber nor sleep. He watches over our footsteps. He sees everything that we are and everything that we're doing and everything that we will do in the future. God neither slumber nor sleep. He's watching us. Just like a military, God watches over those that he's been entrusted to. Like a shepherd who watches over his sheep, we are on guard. For the enemy has a desire to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And we see that David is saying in this, he said, then David said, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is thy shade on thy right hand. The sun shall not strike thee by day, nor the moon by night. In verse 7 and 8, David reaffirmed God's loving protection. As the Lord promised to watch our coming and our going. For the Lord is our keeper as well as our protection. For God covers us constantly. As a shepherd looking over his sheep, so do the Lord look over the believer. Then David said, the Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The right hand is a hand of position, of power, and influence. God will protect us and provide for us. And then God has influence of those who he loves. Antioch, God has influence over those whom he loves. For God so agape loved the world that he gave his one and only son. that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal or everlasting life. Antioch, as I quickly bring this message to a close on this Independence Day, as believers, you and I don't have to worry about the things that are carrying today. The Lord came into this world to redeem mankind of his sins. But scripture tells us if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And because the Lord is on the throne, moving us closer to him, we know emphatically, undeniably, and explicitly today, as we celebrate Independence Day, we know that your help is on the way. We can look to the hills from which cometh our help and know that our help comes from the Lord. And as we close this morning, we want to extend the invitation to Christian discipleship. If you are here, my brothers or my sisters, or if you are here watching this message by internet, we extend the invitation to Christian discipleship to you. You may come as a candidate of baptism, you may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come under Christian experience. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. He's been knocking on the doors of our hearts for generations and generations. And if you're here today, he's speaking to you. He is helping you to be a better person as we embrace another day of celebration to the Lord. Are you here to see the prophetic will of our Lord, our God, and our King? Are you here being a witness to the birth of a righteous place within your heart as you now surrender your life to the Lord? Are you here to say, Lord, take me, shape me, mold me, and use me that I may be a servant to you for eternity? And if you have surrendered your life to him, we now say, find a great church home, one that is preaching Christ, where Christ is the center. It does not have to be here in Antioch, but we would love to bring you into fellowship with us so that we can teach you the infallible word of God under what we call the dispensation of grace, so that you can grow in your spiritual knowledge and be a better steward of God's word for the next generation. So now, my brothers and sisters, if you've made that decision for Christ, stay faithful and committed to him. You can call us, you can reach out to us, and my deacons will embrace you this way. We thank you. As we end this service, we love you on this Independence Day. We always end our worship service with a prayer of blessings as well. So, Father, we pray for those who decided to make a decision for you. We pray that you will bless them according to your divine purpose and bless them according to your riches and glory. Empower them, strengthen them, and encourage them. Let them know, Lord God, prophetically, the time is drawing closer to an end and that you are drawing them closer to you. As they now ask for forgiveness of their sin, we pray now, Lord, that you would welcome them into your family forever. And now we pray a prayer of blessings over those who are under the sound of my voice. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace until we meet again. In Jesus' name, the only name that matters. In Jesus' name, the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. We thank you. We bless your name. And as we say always, we hope to see you in church.